of miles from our Earth, Rocky Star saves the Blue Streak from a head-on collision with a strange spaceship. Days later, Professor Vernon and Andy watch that ship fast approaching Death Valley. Suddenly, the professor realizes that it must crash. From among the twisted, burnt-out ruins, they drag one dying survivor. As the professor and Andy stand by him, the stranger's lips move.
Message. Urgent.
Who's he talking about, the young Kaba?
Listen, Andy.
Votian. A message.
Stranger, can you hear me? Can you?
He seems to have gone unconscious.
Stranger.
It's no use, Professor. He's a goner.
Stranger, tell me your message.
He's opening his eyes again.
I got him, Votian. What disappeared. He's a clone of Guinness.
Can you understand him?
No, not a word. He's speaking in his own tongue. Stranger, can you speak as the Earthlings?
Hey, Professor, he's trying to get something out of his tunic.
I'll get it for you. No, don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. Nothing in this packet except a piece of paper.
Andy, perhaps this is the message.
Tea there.
I'd say he wants you to look at it from the way he's waving his hand.
I am looking at it.
And what's it say?
I haven't a clue.
Evicti Votian. Evicti me.
Obviously something important, Andy.
Oh, if I could only understand his language. Well, you'd better broadcast that message to Kavar, hadn't you? How can I?
I've no idea what all these squiggles and dots mean.
It's a piggy Votian.
He's wanted you to do something with it.
Andy, go to Arthur Wilson. Tell him to bring a microphone and a tape recorder here.
I thought you was...
Do as I say. I'm going to record this man's message and radio it to the Blue Streak. Hurry, Andy.
Had enough to eat, Mitch?
Is that all?
You've had your pill, haven't you?
Pills? That's all you ever get. I don't feel I've eaten anything for weeks.
Why, that pill contains the equivalent of some soup, nice, juicy steak with vegetables, and a helping of apple pie.
Oh, stop it, Rocky. You're killing me. It's not as nice as eating all them things, you know. Boy, what I'd give for some bacon and eggs.
Any more coffee, Yan?
No thanks.
You all right, Yan?
Why do you ask?
Well, you're looking rather tense and white.
Yeah.
Rocky, my father is in danger.
What?
He is in danger.
How do you know?
I do. I was sitting here in my bunk drinking the coffee when I felt him touch me and speak to me.
Yan, you've been dreaming.
No, and I was not. He spoke to me. I heard him distinctly.
But how could you?
Mitch, in our world we have studied deeply telepathy. We can send messages one to the other, even though we are miles apart. My father spoke to me.
What did he say?
He asked me to return home quickly.
Anything else?
No, just that.
If he was in any danger, surely he would
have... There's no need for him to say more, Rocky. He knows that I will obey his wishes at once.
Yan, I've had very little experience of thought transference.
You do not believe it.
I won't say that.
It is very common on my world. We do not have telegrams as you. We send any urgent message by telepathy.
But, Yan, what danger could your father be in?
I do not know.
Perhaps he's ill.
Yes. Yes, that must be it. There is nothing else it could be. Yes, he is ill. Maybe even dying, and he wants me to be near him. As I have said, I am to be the next president of Venus.
There's Daddy calling.
Over.
Blue Streak to control. Reception, 4. Suggest you leave call till later. Over.
No, Rocky, I've heard the message for Yan.
For me?
From his father. Over.
Did he say my father?
I'm not sure. I'll ask him to repeat. Blue Streak to control. Professor, reception poor. Repeat message. Over.
Did you follow it, Rocky?
Difficult with all the static.
I'll swear he said he had an urgent message from Jan's father.
So I too thought, Mitch. Have the professor radio the message, Rocky.
I doubt if you'll hear it. There's a terrific amount of noise.
Nevertheless, try, please.
Blue Streak to control. Broadcast message, Professor. Broadcast message. Over.
A ship you passed some days ago was from me. On our
coast. Can't understand a word of it.
Listen, man.
Before he died, I recorded his message for Yan. Here it is.
God,
It's hopeless, Jan.
I am afraid so. I think we'll have to wait until the reception is better.
Tell Daddy to try again later, Rocky.
I'll be surprised if he hears me. Conditions will be just as bad for him as for us. However, here goes.
Professors, turn that thing off.
I can't, Andy. The reception's improving.
Improving?
It's much better than it was an hour ago. I must keep listening. Rocky might be trying to contact me.
Look, you'll never hear nothing nohow in all them crackles and hisses. Switch it off and give our heads a rest.
All right. I thought it'd be a while yet before it clears well enough to broadcast again.
Oh, thank goodness. That noise was driving me nuts. What's causing all that racket?
A severe electrical storm or spots on the sun.
Mm. Did they hear the message at all about the blue streak?
No, I shouldn't think so. I wish they had. I'm certain it's very urgent.
Yes, and the way that fellow from Venus carried on, it certainly is.
Poor devil.
You ain't regretting he died, are you, Professor?
No, Andy, no. I think it was for the best. Frightfully injured.
Yeah? According to the doctor, he shouldn't have lived through that crash?
No. I wonder what happened on Venus.
Oh, you got me there. Did that fellow speak any English?
A little. He's been on Earth before on secret missions. Whenever I asked him what was wrong, he burst out excitedly in his own tongue.
Did you say he'd been here before?
Quite a few times.
Well, I never seen nothing in the papers.
No one knew about those visits, Andy.
What were they doing?
Oh, briefly this. After the first atomic explosion in New Mexico, the people on Venus became afraid that we would try to invade their world. So they sent spaceships and men here to study our ways and language. When we began to build the Blue Streak, Voitian, or Jan Kabar, as we know him, came to prevent our leaving the Earth.
Slap me with a bit of grass. Oh, no, I don't believe you, Professor. You're kidding me.
No, no, I'm not, Andy.
But you must be. Why, someone would have...
I haven't the time to argue with you. You may believe me or not as you wish. Switch on the receiver again, Andy. And pray the reception is better.
Professor, I'd like to hear a bit more
about... Andy, quiet. Yes, it is a little better.
Sounds the same to me.
Blue Streak Control. Receiving...
Here's Rocky. With luck, Andy, we'll be broadcasting that message to them very soon.
They're receiving you quite well now, Professor. Carry on.
You passed for convenience. We crashed on our station in Death Valley. There was only one survivor. Before he died, I recorded his message for Jan. Shall I say it now? Over.
Say yes, yes.
Go ahead. We're waiting.
Very well. Here it is. Not that. Not that. Excellent. Live a of him.
No, no.
Gorgutska. In a depth, in a layer. There's an arc, Rostobo, Naidella.
I cannot believe this.
Look, what's the guy saying, yeah?
Listen.
In Uai, Nal Ren Rodon, Epas, Egatat, Ugror, Sepna Fetesna, Mira, Vokta.
No, this cannot be.
Translate again.
Shall I repeat the message, Rocky? Over.
There is no need to tell the professor.
Message received. We'll contact you later, that's all.
I did hear my father speak to me. Now I know why.
What was in that message?
There is civil war on Venus.
War?
My father asked me to return home at once.
I thought...
Let me finish and you will understand then. It seems that George Dusk, one of our greatest scientists, is attempting to overthrow my father's rule. He has organized the robots and has taken control of our largest city, Vinton.
Robots?
We have thousands of them. They do all the heavy work in our world.
That's because of the rain you have?
It is not the rain as you know. It is a thick, misty drizzle that always seems to be with us. It is bad for my people to have to work in such conditions, so we developed man-sized robots. I tell you, they're almost human. And now that Gorg has control over them, he might overthrow our present government.
I see.
Oh, for years I have warned my father against him. He is a devil.
Well, this is nice, isn't it? We're flying into the middle of a war.
I'm afraid you will be even less welcome in Venus now. Gorg Dusk will have his robots kill you on sight.
Oh, maybe we'll have something to say about that, yeah?
No, I will not allow it, Rocky.
What do you mean?
You will inform the professor that we are returning to Earth.
To Earth? Well, you can't desert your father, Jan.
I will not, but I cannot take you people to my world. It is best we go back, and if the professor is agreeable, I will use the Blue Streak to reach Venus.
Jan, we might be able to help your father.
You do not understand the position. Let me explain to you about Gorg Dusk and the robots. As I said, there are already thousands of them on Venus. Power Gorg Dusk has in his grasp. His robots are radio controlled. He can make them do anything.
They're destructible, aren't they?
Rocky, the more you destroy, the more Gorg will turn loose. Accept my advice. Go home.
He's right, Rocky.
I don't agree, Mitch. I'm rather keen to meet this Gorg individual.
This is not our scrap, Rocky. It's nothing to do with it. Let's stay clear of it.
Listen, are you feeling all right?
Sure, why?
Well, this is the first time I've ever heard you even think of running from a scrap.
But this is war, Rocky. And then there's Ann to be considered. We can't take her into a civil war.
But
you stay out of this, Ann. Rocky, you got to do as Jan says.
We can't.
What do you mean?
We haven't got the fuel to fly back to Earth. We'll just have to go on to Venus.
Rocky's bombshell changes the whole atmosphere. The others stare at him in amazement. What lies ahead for our friends? Be with us for the next spellbinding episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.